Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, we're back now on the air, KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell, and we're joined this morning by Emily Koch. She's playing Elphaba in the touring cast of Wicked, currently at Segerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Good morning, Tyler. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Are you green right now?
I am not green right now. Okay.
You don't sleep in it?
No, I mean, it does have a way of kind of lingering, so all my pillows have kind of like a green hue to them. So it does have a way of following you around, and I think my ears are probably still green, but other than that, I'm not.
Yeah, I would imagine if you have to do it every single night, as you pretty much do, I mean, there comes a point where you're spending almost as much time white as you are green.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I'm more used to seeing myself in the green now than my normal skin tone.
Well, if people aren't familiar, Wicked is just, I mean, a smash. It's one of arguably the greatest musicals ever. It's been on for what? I mean, over a decade now, right? Almost that?
Yeah, we're at 12 years.
Yeah.
12 years on Broadway.
And it hasn't slowed down at all. I mean, it still sells out every theater it tours to. And I saw you last week at Segerstrom at the opening night, and the place was packed. I mean, I can't believe how successful this show still is. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Well, people have a chance to see you at Segerstrom until March 6th. They can go to scfta.org to get tickets. So talk about this particular touring cast of Wicked. How did you get involved with this one?
I actually was, about a year ago, I was the standby for Elphaba on this tour. And then in the middle of that, I went and was the standby on Broadway for Elphaba. And then the full part opened up and they offered that to me, and I was like, oh yes, let's do it. So now I'm back on this tour like a year later. And our Glinda, Amanda Jane Cooper, we actually did go to college together.
Wow.
Which is really cool. Yeah, she was a senior when I was a freshman, and now we're doing the show together about two people that went to school together, so it's kind of a cool coincidence.
How funny is that? So where did you guys go to school?
We went to Carnegie Mellon University.
Yeah, so you both studied theater.
Yep.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, it wasn't shiz, but I guess it's the...
Yeah, but the similar. Very similar.
Next closest thing. Again, you can see Wicked at Segerstrom this week and next. So, you know, there's a few moments in the show that are absolutely breathtaking and still 12 years later completely hold up. I mean, if people haven't seen it, I won't ruin it, but there's a couple moments where you go up into the air and then the end of Defying Gravity. And you know, does that take a lot of rehearsing? Does it come natural these days? Is there any danger involved with some of those aerial stunts that you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, the flying, it just becomes so natural that you feel like you kind of actually are.
Yeah.
In a weird way, you know, the first couple times you do it, you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening to me? But now it just feels so right for the moment, and it's so well done and so well created by our amazing creators that, like, it just kind of feels like it's actually happening, which is really cool.
I mean, describe that for a moment when you're looking at the audience, and there's some people who've probably never seen the show before and look up at you for the first time doing that. And can you see anybody's faces of just astonishment and awe?
Sometimes you can see depending on how the theater's set up, you can see the first row because they're kind of in the spill of the light.
Yeah.
And my favorite is seeing like the little girls that are in the first row because their mouths are to the floor and they're just like staring at up at you with these huge eyes. And I also like watching their dads too because they're sometimes they have the same face.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Was this role kind of a dream for you? Since you've only been doing it, you know, for about a year, and you obviously probably had seen the show or familiar with it far before that. So, kind of grew up into it.
Oh yeah, the show came out when I was in middle school, when I was in seventh grade,
wow.
And I was a huge Wicked fan, and I painted myself green and sang Wizard and I in the talent show. I was Elphaba for Halloween. I sang for good at my eighth grade graduation. You know, it's just the ultimate dream to be actually doing it. It's just kind of crazy. I can't, I can't even wrap my head around it sometimes.
That's honest. That's amazing. I mean, you're doing something that's such a limited field of people. I mean, how many people get to play Elphaba? And
exactly.
It was a dream for you, you know, more than a decade ago. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Have you met to or ever talked with Idina Menzel, who obviously played the original Elphaba?
I have not met her, but I do have a signed program from her that somebody got me that worked on the Broadway show. And when I went to go see it when I was a kid, they knew that I loved her so much. And so I still have that signed playbill, which is really cool.
Does she ever stay in touch with the show or give mentoring to future Elphabas or anything like that?
I'm sure she would if any of us asked, but we did. But there's lots of Elphabas who have given me tons of great, amazing tips because it's such a, it feels like a sisterhood because you meet people who have done it. I sang in a concert with a bunch of former Elphabas when I was in New York, and it was just so cool. It felt like all of us knew each other already because we know how hard this is and we know exactly what each other was doing, which is really cool.
So were you like all dressed in green and on stage, or was it just a concert of regular
Elphabas? No, it was just a concert of us getting to sing other stuff other than Wicked, which was
very cool. And speaking of that, you know, what's the rest of your career look like? You finally, you know, made it as the main star in a show after being the standby actress. What do you want to do after this?
Oh my gosh, I want to do so much after this. I'm only 24, so I feel like I'm just starting out. I want to go back to New York and see what happens. I just want to keep working in whatever capacity that could be.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it's such an iconic show and it must be so fun to play something that's such a cultural phenomenon. And people, I mean, you say Elphaba and people know what that means and they see the show and they have certain expectations. And, you know, speaking of which, there's probably a certain level of pressure on you to do Elphaba the way people might expect it. Does that ever get to you?
I mean, you know, it definitely crosses your mind. You want to be able to deliver the show that people love, but you also can't get too hung up on that because you got to do it your own way. And the creative team's so great about that, having you just be you in the part and not try to replicate anybody, which is really, really nice.
Do you have a few jokes or some stuff that you've inserted that you noticed of okay, this is my addition to Elphaba's history kind of thing?
Oh man. I mean, I do love her humor. I think that she's, you know, that's her defense mechanism. And that's what she's built up and how she avoids getting totally bullied all the time is her humor.
Yeah.
And so I really do like to get as much of that out of the script as possible. And there's tons of it. And, I also think you can't really feel bad for somebody or sympathize with somebody if you can't laugh with them first. So I definitely try to get the humor out.
And then is there a moment in the show, maybe aside from the obvious defying gravity moment, that's kind of your subtle favorite or a moment that you're always looking forward to singing or acting out each night?
Oh, yeah. Well, I love doing the dance when Elphaba and Glinda finally come together. I love that moment because it's totally silent. But it says so much. I think that's so cool. And I also love Wizard and I. I think it's such a great song and it sets up Elphaba's whole character. And it's such a beautifully written song. So that's one of my favorites.
Well, seventh grade Emily also loved it. So that could have something to do with it.
Yes. Seventh grade Emily did love it. She definitely couldn't sing it, but she loved it.
Well, you figured it out at some point.
Yes. Yes. Thank goodness.
Like I said, Wicked is showing at Sagerstrom Center for the Arts now. You can go to scfta.org to get tickets. They start at $49 and it plays until Sunday, March 6th. I got a chance to see Emily Koch in the show and she's fantastic and the whole cast is great. If you've never seen Wicked before, you'll be blown away. But if you have, it's just a great homage to a show that is so iconic. So anything else you want to add this morning, Emily?
No, just hope that you guys all come and see it because it'll be fun.
All right. Thank you. We'll put this interview online. And again, thanks so much for taking the time for us this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Of course. Thank you, Tyler. Bye.
All right. Bye.